And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio of a couple of folks to talk about the Boys Run program. Lauren Havens is with Sitkins Against Family Violence. She runs the program. And Tristan Gavon is a former coach. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Well, it's the start of the school year, which means it's the start of the Boys Run program. Lauren, can you please give us an overview of this program?
Yeah, so the full name of the program is Boys Run E2U-Klatsin, which means strength of spirit or inner strength. So it's really a program that focuses on teaching boys and working with boys on kind of these things that we think of as being inner strengths, communication skills, life skills, and an after-school program at Kikushihin. So it's for third through fifth graders, boys at Kikushihin, and it starts in September this fall.
Okay. Well, you're here for a couple of reasons. One, to encourage boys to sign up, and also to encourage coaches to sign up. And Tristan, this is where you come in. Can you talk a bit about what it's like to be a coach for the program?
Yeah, for me, it was a really fun and rewarding experience. I think it's really important that as a community we're involved in kids' education, that we're volunteering in the schools and making a difference outside of the classroom. And so this program for me was a great opportunity to spend some time supporting what the schools are doing, supporting what SAFE is doing as an organization in terms of, you know, trying to teach some life skills, talking about healthy communication, and also just doing something really fun with kids. And so I think one of the things I liked about the program was it just has a nice mix of activities. So on a daily basis, you would come in and you'd do things like running, or you'd play freeze tag, or, you know, those kind of active things. But then you're also having an opportunity to have conversations with the boys about, things like media messaging, or, you know, how you can deal with your emotions, or how to even talk about your emotions. And so I think that was really fun. And probably the thing that surprised me most and was most rewarding for me was those conversations with the kids. They, you know, really surprised me, the kind of level of their thinking and just their thoughtfulness and really, really contributing to like a really nice discussion. And over the course of the Boys Run program, just the way that they kind of evolved and supported one another and encouraged one another, both in those conversation settings, but then also, you know, when they were running and trying to achieve that goal of getting to the 5K.
Well, did you have a curriculum to support you? What, you're not just thrown out there on your own as a coach. Handle these boys, teach them something really fabulous here, but you're guided along the way.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of really great support, both from SAFE staff and then also from the school district, the counseling department there at Kikushihin, as well as the front office and some paraprofessionals. Everybody's really helpful. And the curriculum itself, there's 20 lessons, and they're really laid out really nicely. And so, you know, there's not a ton of prep work. You can go over the lessons, kind of adapt them a little bit so they're a little bit more natural for how you want to present them. But everything's there for each day. There's a kit that has all of the different materials you're going to need in it. And so everything's really laid out nicely. And again, there's a lot of support. So if you are, you know, having issues, you can go to either SAFE staff or the school district staff, and they're more than happy to help you out and, you know, make sure that, I think, you know, they want to make sure that both the boys' experience is great, but then also that the coaches have a good experience, and they definitely did that.
And it seems like not only are you a coach, but you're becoming a role model too. You yourself are becoming a source of support for these kids.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the thing I appreciate most about this program. I think, you know, when you look at the things that allow kids to succeed as they go through their schooling and grow, I think one of the things that's really important is having caring relationships throughout the community. You know, not just having those caring relationships at home, but, you know, when I see the boys now, even, you know, almost a year removed, we have that connection. We've, you know, they know that they can say, you know, come to me and talk, or, you know, just to say hi out in the community, and to know that there's these community members that care about them, care how they're doing, you know, want to know how they're doing in school this year. I think that's really important for the growth of these kids and for all our kids in the schools.
Lauren, what kind of commitment are coaches looking at?
So the season starts with a coach training, which will be Saturday, August 27th. So that's the first commitment. It's an all-day training from 9 to 5. And then after the training, coaches can either coach two times a week or one time a week. So we have two teams in Sitka, a Monday-Wednesday team and a Tuesday-Thursday team. But we will take coaches that are available just one time a week. And the practices start right after school at 2:40 and they end around 4:10 when the bus leaves the school. But we do ask coaches to do a little bit of prep time before each lesson. So it's about 4 hours a week, I would say. And then at the end of the year, we have the really exciting 5K community fun run. And that's another Saturday event that brings the whole community together. And the coaches really have a lot of fun and kind of are the main personality at that event. So and so the season runs from the end of September to December 10th when there's that 5K fun run.
So if you have two teams, it must be a pretty big crew that is participating.
Yeah, so last year we had about 30 boys in Sitka, so about 15 on each team here. And then we also run the program in Cake. And they had about 10 boys this last season. And then our partner agency, Aware, in Juneau, they also run the program in Juneau, and they had about 10 boys there in Juneau as well. So it's growing. It's a big program.
Can we talk a little bit about how it's growing? How old is Boys Run in Sitka?
So this will be our third year of implementing the program. The first year was just a pilot year, and then we did a big revision on the curriculum. So this is actually only our second year of this particular curriculum. And the first year we just had one team, and then just right off the bat, the second year we added a second team and expanded to Kate because so many people want to do the program.
Okay, so how can boys get involved?
Boys, we will have registration packets at Keet Gushaheen, hopefully in time for the first day of school. And we are working with the GLOW program at Keet this year. So they're an after-school program that offers clubs. And so Boys Run will be offered as one of their clubs. So boys can register through GLOW or through us. They can, and then they participate in the program just like anyone else, whether or not they're part of GLOW or not part of GLOW. So,
and what about coaches? How can they sign up?
Yes, that's a great question. So the application is live right now on our website, safv.org. There's also a full job description that coaches can download, or anyone is always welcome to call me at my office. The number is 747-3370, and I'm happy to walk people through the application or answer any questions that people have.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Any parting thoughts you'd like to convey?
We just really need coaches in order for it to go well. So please give me a call if you're even thinking about it.
Okay.
And I just encourage anybody thinking about it to throw their hat in and coach Boys Run. I think it's really important, you know, especially for the men in our community to get involved in the schools and in these after-school programs like Boys Run, Itua Klutzin. So, you know, I just really encourage people to coach this year. It's a really fun, really rewarding experience. And, so I encourage everybody to get out there and coach.
All right. Well, both of you, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Lauren Havens. Lauren runs the Boys Run program through Citizens Against Family Violence. And Tristan Gavon is a former coach.